a bear called Houdini. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Yesterday, we followed executive chef and very avid hunter, Randy King, on a bear hunt up outside of Riggins, Idaho, where they hiked up into the snow line. First bear encounter was a sow and a cub, a mature cub, which they rightfully passed on, and then ran into another bear. Randy picks it up from there.
After that, we spotted another bear, which we ended up calling Houdini because of its propensity to disappear into the brush. We would have him and we would glass him for hours at a time, watch him just go feed, and then he just disappeared. And we ended up finding another very large cinnamon-colored, chocolate-colored bear that we ended up being able to take. It was just a great adventure up in the high mountains, just right below the snow line, camping out. First adventure of the new year, out of the backpacks, the green up was there. You could hear turkeys waking us up in the morning gobbling. It was just an amazing time.
Just to clarify, the bear that you harvested was not Houdini?
No, we named that bear Hugo. Hugo just showed up. We had never seen Hugo before. Houdini got stalked on three different times by us, and he stayed on the same face of the same mountain the whole time. But every time we would get within a couple hundred yards of him, he'd disappear. So one day, we decided we were going to go fill up our canteens with water, fill up our filter bags, and on the way back, we just happened to stumble into Hugo.
Very creative names. A successful hunt. Hope you enjoyed Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks.